Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie joins us today. We're looking at the little screen things that we can watch. Susie, welcome to the show. We're starting off with Only Murders in the Building.
G'day, Kat. This is a great one. I've watched this one and I can't recommend it enough. So three very different neighbors meet in the apartment building they live in, and during a fire alarm scare, they discuss and bond over their love for a true crime podcast. Rumors spread that a death has taken place within the apartment building, so the trio sneak back into the apartments to discover the death of a man. The trio decide it must be a murder and so begin their very own true crime podcast. The three of them keep their truths hidden from the other two and soon discover they each have their own secrets.
Ooh.
Each episode was released weekly, but it is now bingeable on Disney Plus, as all 10 are available now. It was just announced that season 2 will also go ahead with filming very, very soon. So yes, we're getting more.
There are some famous faces in this, and we might know all three of the lead characters, in fact.
Yeah, so we've got Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez starring in this one.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer of Only Murders in the Building.
I got in the elevator with these two weirdos. Then Tim got in the elevator.
Approximately 12 minutes from now, I will be murdered.
Tim Kono's death has been ruled a homicide.
I can't stop thinking about this.
Neither can I.
We should do our own true crime podcast.
We're gonna go down there and look around for clues. You wanna come?
Do I wanna break into a dead guy's apartment? Sounds like an afternoon.
I understand about bonding over true crime podcasts. I think that there is a special bond there. But tell us a little bit about the relationship between the actors on set.
So Steve Martin and Martin Short aren't just work buddies. They're actual real-life BFFs. They literally can't do an interview together without ribbing each other. I've read some of their interviews. I've watched some of their interviews. The two just can't get along during an interview without making fun of each other. So it's hard to get a serious take from either of them. But they have worked together before. They've got three films over the years under their belts. They were in The Three Amigos together. That's where they met. And what I actually know the two of them from is Father of the Bride 1 and 2.
So those two are not so unlikely neighbours after all. But Selena Gomez, though, she came into the mix.
Yeah, she might not be the first woman you'd have in mind when thinking of a third to join Martin and Short, but she has gained critical acclaim for this role in this comedy. So Selena has been a Disney kid for years. She first appeared in Barney and Friends, and then she got her own show. And from 2008, she has churned out movies every year, as well as albums and tours.
Love Selena, though. She does a lot of charity work.
Yeah, she's very open about her struggles with mental health, having spent time in rehab. But what she really should be known for is her advocacy and charity work for UNICEF, something called Island Dogs, who helps stray dogs in Puerto Rico, and Disney's Friends for Change, which promotes environmentally friendly behaviours. That's literally only a snippet of the work that Selena is involved in.
There you go, just some things to know about her as you watch her on Only Murders in the Building, which is a Hulu show now available on Disney+. You can go binge all those episodes. Let's take our attention to Sky Show. Now, last week we talked about the entirety of Harry Potter dropping on Sky Show. That is available now. And then towards the end of this week, they're doing the same thing with Spider-Man.
That's right. So this one's released on Sky Show from the 6th of November, and it starts from the 2002 release of Spider-Man and until the latest release called Homecoming. You can watch all the Spider-Man your heart desires. Well, at least 6 movies worth.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the very first trailer.
Who am I? You sure you want to know?
Lab, we have 15 genetically enhanced super spiders.
There's 14. One's missing.
Well, the story of Spider-Man, we probably do all know it, but I'll humor you. Peter Parker gets bitten by a radioactive spider and he gains superpowers. After the death of his beloved uncle, he uses his powers to fight baddies, all while others are gaining their own powers and try to use them for evil. Each story in the saga follows a different storyline. Some of the latest movies jump back to high school, some jump forward to the present. Various actors have donned the suit, such as Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, and Andrew Garfield. There have been a few love interests of Spider-Man, Mary Jane, played by Kirsten Dunst, and Gwen Stacy, played by Emma Stone. Not to mention the bad guys. There's been William Dafoe, Thomas Hayden Church, and Rhys Ifan.
So let's have a little bit of Spider-Man history, though.
Okay, so Stan Lee created Spider-Man, first appearing in a comic in 1962. And at that time of comics, when a character was a teenager, he or she was usually a sidekick only. So Spider-Man broke that mold by being the first standalone teen superhero.
There may be some grammatical corrections required, though.
Yeah, I didn't know this, but the name Spider-Man actually has a hyphen because creator Stan Lee wanted to distinguish him from Superman, another S hero that ends in man, and he also wears blue and red. But actually, the artist that depicted Spider-Man for the first time drew him with orange and purple as his signature colors. Now, I personally prefer orange and purple together, but I'm no color expert, Kat.
As always is the case with these superheroes, there's a whole universe spawned that's inspired by them. Spider-Man has had shows, movies, comics, obviously, books, etc. since Stan Lee created this character in 1962, but I did not know about a Broadway show.
Yes, so there was a Broadway show called Spider-Man with music by Bono and The Edge, and it currently holds the record for the most expensive Broadway production ever. It cost $75 million. And it did hold another record just for 1 week, and that was for the most sales in a week, but that literally only lasted that week. And the show closed after making a huge loss.
I did not know. And I'm now glad to know that. Thank you very much. That's not what's on Sky Show. It's not the Broadway production, but it is six different Spider-Man movies from the 2002 release of Spider-Man until the latest release of Homecoming. You can watch them all on Sky Show as of the 6th of November. Thanks very much, Susie, for taking us through a couple of great things that we can watch on the small screen. If you want to check out this again as a podcast, you can visit the website worldradio.ch/bigscreen/littlescreen. You can also find a 7-day free trial for Sky Show there. Thanks very much, Susie.
No problem, Kat. See you next week.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.